Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus said to a very, very dear friend of his, "Blessed is he who shall not be offended in me." The Lord's friend doubted. Everything seemed wrong, horribly wrong, without any answer, without any reason. And this friend asked, "Is Jesus the Messiah? Is he the Christ or not?" And Christ answered John's question by pointing out his work and then by this remark, which until you've gone through it you mightn't understand. It means a lot. "Blessed is she who shall not be offended in me." That's my message today. Blessed is she who does not stumble, who does not turn aside when everything seems wrong. Blessed is she. Blessed, why? Because she finds in Christ all she needs. Peace, comfort, hope, rest for the soul. John's doubt was, "Is Jesus the Messiah? Is he the Son of God?" This was my doubt too. "Is everything I put my life in, is everything I placed my hope on, is everything I put my faith in just a myth?" No doubt can be more serious than that. But doubt is not sinful in itself. Christ had an answer for John. There is blessing for the one who doesn't turn aside but hangs on, because they find him hanging on tighter than they've ever found before. And he blessed me too. How did John come to this doubt? Well, he was disappointed. Christ had not developed into the Messiah that he expected. And secondly, he doubted because he was going through a hard time. He was in prison, and Christ had not even put out a hand to help. He had not even visited him in prison. It all seemed wrong. But what did John do? Well, first of all, he confessed it. And then he sought an answer. But here's the victory. He brought his doubt to Christ. His faith was still there, and he knew who to go to. How did we come to utter this agonized cry? Is God real? Does he care? It was in disappointment, utter despair, and also in suffering when everything seemed wrong. Our prayer each day for our 10 years on our lonely mission station in Chad was that God would keep our children safe. That was our prayer. We felt the responsibility so much. Their doctor in sickness, their school teacher in school years. If only God would see us through and keep them safe. And he did. We saw many miraculous times. Cholera epidemics, malaria. Many, many times we saw his loving care, miraculous care when David was almost blinded. And we felt secure, very secure. And one day, a freak hole in water that had only been thigh deep, and our only daughter, Karen, 8 years old, silently slipped into eternity. Our heads were only turned away for a few minutes, and she was gone. She is our only daughter, and I'm glad, in a way. Yes, she'd gone to eternity. Well, in my anguish and bewilderment, I doubted. But as John did, I confessed my doubt. I cried out to the Lord, "I believe, but there's so much I don't believe. Help my unbelief." And I brought my questions to him. Look, if you've got any questions, don't let them swim around in your head. Go back to his word, kneel down, and bring your questions to him, because he's got the answer. "Blessed is she who shall not be offended into me." I hung on with that tidy bit of faith, and I found him hanging on to me, blessing me. Blessing me? Yes, because heaven became more real than it had ever been before. Blessing me? Yes, because I saw things the way God sees them. Life here is a drop in the ocean. He's got so much more for those that belong to him. He called her home. It was his crowning day for her, The day that I thought was so wrong for a girl of 8 was his crowning day. He took her home. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. That's the day he counts as precious. And he helped me see it like that. And I'd never seen it before and probably never would have. Sometimes his ways seem unintelligible to us. But that's just because his ways are higher than ours. His aim is higher than ours. He does not always explain. I really can't see any good that have come out as this, and he doesn't explain why, but he will bless us as we see things the way he wants us to see them. And that's a blessing. It is. Heaven, hope beyond the grave, how people can live today without that hope, I cannot understand. If I did not hang on to that, for me, there'd just be a lonely grave in the heart of Africa and we're not even there. That would be awful. Blessing me? Yes, because his promise that he is with us always has become more real to me than ever before. I asked, "Were you there that day?" His answer, "I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. I am with you always." Yes, he was there, and it was a precious day. He'd come to his garden and picked the most precious lily, we read. He'll never leave us nor forsake us, and I'm more conscious of his abiding presence now because I hang on to that than I've ever been before, and that's a blessing. Blessing me? Yes, because I realised as never before his sovereignty. Karen's hairs were numbered. He had scheduled every day of her life in his book before she was born, we're told. The infinitely great and the microscopically small are all in his control, even that terrible deep hole. The depths are under his control. God reigns in everything. Nothing happens to us today, whatever's happening to you, without having passed first through his loving hands. There can be no mistake. What security? The world doesn't give us that. What security? And that's a blessing. Blessing me? Yes, because I found God's strength in my weakness. You know that's a blessing. Broken and living each day, and I still have it. Girls' dresses in windows, it's a pain that's always there. But in a way, it's Karen there too. Yes, broken and living each day with a pain in my chest, and back that year I wished I could die. Yes, God is faithful, but he knows your load limit, and he will not let you suffer anything above that load limit. It's true. What does the verse say? Look to him and he will give you the strength to bear it. In times like this, you are blessed because in your utter weakness, you have his complete strength. In all its fullness, the verse said, his strength is made perfect. That means in all its fullness, in all its power. When you feel weak. I know his strength is sufficient, and I know it'll be sufficient for anything that I have to pass through. I know it will be sufficient, and that's a blessing. Blessing me, yes, because I realised it was his love that he'd sent this, and I think this is what I questioned most. And I realised it was his love that had sent us this. Firstly, his love for Karen. He took her home. And secondly, his love for us, because through this he was transforming us into what he wanted us to be, Christ-like. I searched my Bible and I found that this is his way. We don't understand it, but it works. And it's his way. He will not permit one unnecessary stroke, though. He will not give one unnecessary moment of pain. This was God's way of transforming us to be like Christ, and that's a blessing. Blessing me? Yes, because he increased my faith. I'd had very little at that time. And I cried out, I believe, help my unbelief. And he did. He increased my faith because he helped me to really believe he was working it for good. It's not good in itself. I would never say it is. There's nothing good in it. But he is working it for good. I haven't seen it, but I believe it. And that's a blessing. Faith increased. What a blessing. John's doubt vanished. Blessed is he who shall not be offended in me. Blessed is she when everything seems wrong. Blessed is she who hangs on, who comes to Christ and finds in him all she needs. Blessed is she. No doubts, that's a blessing. And I can sing now a hymn which when I hear it makes me want to just melt. Gladly will I toil and sorrow, only let me walk with thee.